Seobhae had followed his passion, or rather, his obsession. From an early age, he had been dismantling and reassembling everything in sight. Whether it was his grandfather's Zenith radio, his father's agricultural tools, his brother's bicycles, the neighbor's children's tricycle, his uncle's horse carriage, or his younger siblings' toys and dolls. He dismembered those toys into heads, arms, hands, legs. While the children cried frantically, older family members burst into laughter as they complimented him on his newly invented creatures, where one doll's limbs were attached to another doll's torso, or an animal head to a human body or the like. Seobhae would always restore the dolls and toys back to their original compositions, and then the screaming and yelling would stop. Seobhae's father, Ismail, also called Abu Jamal in reference to his eldest son, often asked him, "Why work for Muallim Mustafa when you could work with your own father?" "The answer to your question is very simple," replied Seobhae. "Muallim Mustafa pays me 30 piastres a day, while you pay my brothers nothing." "Nothing, Yars, you bastard, nothing? Don't I give you and your siblings a roof over your heads and a mattress to sleep on? Don't your mother and your grandmother spend their days and nights washing and boiling your greasy clothes and cooking for you? You call that nothing? What else can a poor man like me do for his kids? Let's see how far your 30 piastres a day get you. I bet you'll end up a bachelor just like your uncle." "What's wrong with Uncle Habib? Isn't he having fun staying out late in Tel Aviv most nights? Is that the kind of life you aspire to, son?" Seobhae's father was referring to his youngest brother, who, in spite of the little work he did and the little money he earned, managed to lead a rather wild life in the bars and nightclubs of Tel Aviv. He also spent most of his weekends in the Arab and Jewish brothels located along the Jaffa-Tel Aviv road frequented by British soldiers and Jews. "But doesn't Uncle Habib say he's making use of his good relationships with the British soldiers he meets in the brothels to change their government's policy toward Jewish immigration to Palestine?" "What nonsense. We see more and more ships full of Jewish immigrants arriving at the Tel Aviv port every week. If neither the 1929 nor the 1936 revolts managed to change British immigration policy, do you think your drunken uncle and the drunken British soldiers in the same brothel could?" "Why not?" asked Seobhae, who was enjoying one of his first man-to-man conversations with his father. "Why not? Everybody goes on strike against the British bias toward the Zionists, except those sharamit, those whores, and their karachanet, their brothels. War or peace, they never shut their doors." "But wasn't the brothel on Shalou Street set on fire the other day?"
"I see, my son, that you're closely following the political struggles of your city."
Seobhae added,
"And Jews go there as well."
"I tell you, son, every time Arabs and Jews get together, something sinful happens. Prostitution, smuggling, arms sales, gangs, looters and robbers, not to mention the informants who spy on our political leaders and fighters."
"You are telling me all this just because I want to be a mechanic?"
Seobhae was making fun of his father, who never missed an opportunity to badmouth his younger brother and lecture Seobhae about the Palestinian struggle and the resistance.
"What I meant to say, is this the kind of life you aspire to live, son? Smoking and getting drunk every night and doing God knows what other sinful things your uncle does in Tel Aviv? I'm afraid that's about all your 30 piastres a day will get you."
"Oh well, what does one expect from an earthquake except destruction?"
Zilzel, earthquake, was Habib's nickname. He'd acquired it as a result of being born on the same day as a catastrophic earthquake struck and devastated Jericho, along with many cities and towns in Palestine. July 11th, 1927, Seobhae's grandmother had gone to visit her sister in Jericho and prematurely given birth to Habib.
"Scared to death, Habib came running out of his mother's womb and hasn't stopped going to other warm places ever since." This was the family joke.